little culture this morning on your KSRO newscast. The Festival del Sole returns to Wine Country next week with performances at the Green Music Center and winery lunches and dinners, including an appearance by Robert Redford and his wife. Joining us on the live line is arts entrepreneur and pianist Barrett Wissman, founder of Festival del Sole. Thank you so much for talking with me this morning.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell us about the idea behind this festival and why you started it.
Well, originally we started this years ago in Napa, and it's gone through several years of dormancy, and I decided to relaunch it in Sonoma. The Green Music Center is an incredible facility, and the Wine Country offers opportunities to bring together things that we all do in life, wine, food, music, and we bring them together in a very special way and at a very, very high level of quality. So I think Sonoma's a perfect place to do this, Sonoma County, and we're using venues all over the county and doing events at wineries and the hall, and it's just a wonderful atmosphere.
Now, this began in Tuscany, is that correct?
Correct. It began in Tuscany at the beginning of the 2000s, and my wife, Nina Kotova, who's the artistic director and a cellist, we were there, and we decided to start this festival there, and that festival went for many, many years, and now we're bringing it to Sonoma.
Those who have been lucky enough here in our area to visit Tuscany, I'm certain, can recognize similarities between the climate, the beautiful rolling hills with wineries everywhere. Is that really sort of resonate with you as well?
Yes, I was studying in Italy many years ago and got my graduate degree in music there, and stayed there, bought a house, a villa, and restored it. And yes, I see many similarities in the Northern California wine country, and it inspired me to bring it to Sonoma County as well.
And this year there is an opportunity for people to attend a concert where Robert Redford and his wife will be in attendance, an event. So tell us about that connection there.
Sure. I've known Bob Redford and his wife, Billy, for almost 30 years. We've done a lot of projects together, and they have a foundation, one of their many environmental efforts over the year, that brings attention to the issues created by climate change. And so we're screening a performance documentary that they did of a performance they had created by the foundation. They'll both be in attendance, and then and Redford narrates the documentary, and then we're having a gala dinner and celebration afterwards to raise money for their foundation at Buena Vista Winery. And that'll be on the 4th of August, and they'll, of course, be there, and everybody will have a chance to meet them. It's going to be a very special evening.
Well, that is very cool. But that is not the only thing that is happening. The Green Music Center, Weill Hall, perfect places for experiencing this kind of extraordinary music and performance. So tell us about the program and what we're going to see over the 3-4 days.
Sure. The first day, we start with a lunch that we're doing in the town of Sonoma at Three Sticks Winery. They have this wonderful structure of adobes in the town of Sonoma, and it's a very atmospheric environment. We'll enjoy their wines, and many of the artists will be there. That's at 12:30 on the 1st. And then in the evening, we have three great soloists coming together. Olga Kern, the pianist, who has performed in Santa Rosa a few times, and Nina Kotova, who's the artistic director and the cellist, and Victoria Molova, the legendary violinist. They're all coming to play together, which is extremely rare that they would do this, and one of the special things that I try to capture. So that's on the 1st. On the 2nd, we have a lunch at Freeman Winery. I think they're going to do a Japanese-style lunch featuring their wines at half past noon. And then in the evening, we have Pinchas Zukerman, the legendary violinist, and his trio coming to the Green Center. That will be very special. He performed there several years ago when I was doing the festival, and it was a huge success. And then on the third, we have Joseph Kalea, the tenor from Malta, who's one of the great tenors in the world today. He has a very, very special voice. It reminds you of some of these recordings from the 1920s. And he's doing a recital, a full recital in the Green Center. I think it's the only time that he's been in the Bay Area performing in about 10 years when he performed with the San Francisco Opera. He's in huge demand, and it's very, very special for anybody in the Bay Area to come and hear him because he hasn't been in years. And I know they've been trying to get him there, but his schedule hasn't allowed it. So we were able to get him to come and invite him. And then the fourth is the event we mentioned with Robert Redford and his wife in the screening of this film performance documentary and the gala afterwards.
Wow. Just a packed weekend of events from August 1st through August 4th happening at the Green Music Center as well as great wineries around the area. Thanks so much. You can get the tickets at gmc.sonoma.edu or just look up Green Music Center. You'll find it there. And congratulations. We'll see you very soon.
Thank you very much.
That is Barrett Weissman, Wissman. He is the organizer of Festival del Sole, which is happening at the Green Music Center August 1st through the 4th.